The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from New Hartford, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ed Funston of KALR Radio in Esterville and Wayne Domanowski of the Sergeant Bluff Advocate. The first question will come from KALR's Ed.
Senator, President Obama unveiled a series of executive actions today to try to reduce gun violence by making it harder for people to buy guns. What do you think of his actions today?
Well, I wish I could give you a definitive statement because I have not read them, and I think they need to be studied in detail. But if he has the authority under law to make those interpretations of the law to put them into effect, then obviously there's only three things that Congress can do if they want to reverse them: either change the law or pass a congressional veto or put a rider on an appropriation bill. But if any of those things that we did and they got to the president and he vetoed them, we probably wouldn't have 67 votes to override. So it seems to me the best way to do that is to is somebody that's going to be affected by it is probably going to take it to court, and a judge is going to make a decision whether or not he had the authority to do it. I presume some of the things that he's suggesting to do would be probably an interpretation of law that would be possible. But when he's trying to expand the definition to include more people of who's a licensed gun dealer, I think that he is really going beyond the authority that the law gives him. There's one area where I think we're going to see legislative action of something the president brought up, and that is to deal with the mental health issues, because both committees of the House and Senate that handle mental health are getting ready to move a bill.
Wayne?
Okay, I'm recording this, Senator. First of all, I just want to say thank you. You've been sending your commentaries to us. You keep us alerted to what you're doing. Really appreciate that. And I don't know if you get a lot of thank yous, but I want to thank you for what you are doing, what you have done, and what you continue to do. So I just want to do that.
Spread the word to your colleagues all over Iowa if you want to, that I'm always available for interviews one-on-one. You don't have to wait till an event like this, but I appreciate your thank you, and we'll try to continue to be communicative with you.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Here's one of the questions I want to ask. I know that, you know, if we don't keep on something, it slowly dissipates into the ether someplace. But this is on the Gitmo or Guantanamo Bay, and the inmates or the detainees that were released for Sergeant Bergdahl, you had already asked for more information on that and the authorization to do that without asking Congress or the American people, for that matter. Where are we on that?
Well, as far as Bergdahl is concerned, and the five people that were released in trade for him, he's up for court-martial right now, and the five are not in our jurisdiction anymore. But I think the president realized he didn't follow the law, because most recently, for some of these people that are being released, in fact, almost immediately right now, there's a few more being released. He's notified Congress about it, so he must have come to the conclusion that he better not make that mistake again. And I hope that he, if he thinks he can close down Gitmo by executive action like he just is taking on guns now and so many other things he takes executive action on, he's going to run into a real stone wall in the United States Congress, because it's very clear that Congress says he doesn't have the authority, and we've put restrictions in legislation that he doesn't have the authority.
Ed?
Senator, as you know, Saudi Arabia has broken off diplomatic relations with Iran because they're upset about their embassy being burned down. Is there a role that the U.S. can play in resolving that dispute between those two countries?
Yeah. I think since we have considered Saudi Arabia a friend, we don't consider Iran a friend for 40 years now. We've had confrontation with them, and even considering the most recent disarmament agreement that the president negotiated with Iran, they are still an enemy. And what we have to do is we got to tell the whole world, including and most importantly Iran, that we're going to stick behind Saudi Arabia.
Wayne.
Okay, Senator, one of the things that you worked on is after the Internal Revenue Service and what was discovered that they were targeting certain groups and so forth, you did a proposal and so forth. But one of the things that you brought up was that, one of the things that Congress has done has been to reinstate private firms collecting back taxes from people who owe it. Why isn't the Internal Revenue Service doing this?
Well, let me tell you, because they don't operate efficiently. They spend a lot of money, even the taxpayers paying money for union leaders that probably don't do any IRS work. They're just union leaders, and they're on the federal payroll. That's one example of how they waste money. The other example, and one of the reasons that we reinstated this is, and IRS doesn't talk about this, but they've got an unwritten rule that unless you owe more than $25,000, they aren't going to go after it. So we institute this procedure of having private firms collect the taxes and pay for it with them getting a percentage. To make sure that all taxes are collected, not just from people that owe more than $25,000.
Thank you.
Senator, we're less than a month away from the Iowa caucuses, and the polls have Donald Trump leading or near the top of the polls. If he were to be the Republican nominee, I guess, what do you think about Donald Trump? Could you support him if he were the nominee?
Well, listen, it's very clear I can't support Hillary Clinton. So I see that as a third term of a Clinton administration or the third term of an Obama administration. And we've had 8 years of bad government under this president. We can't. And if you listen to the thing she says, it could be that she'd be worse than worse policies than Obama has. And I'm not going to let Hillary Clinton get elected president. So obviously I'm going to work for a Republican to take her place.
Wayne?
Okay, one last question from me, and this has to do with the sanctuary city policies on criminal immigrants. You know, the cities are doing it, doing some of this, like San Francisco, and there's a few other places. And yet the federal government doesn't step in and say, you know, that's not the law. You can't do that. Where are we on that one?
Well, I supported legislation that we got a majority vote for, but we didn't get the 60 votes, so we didn't even get it up for discussion, that would have taken federal funding away from sanctuary cities. And you're absolutely right. It's a violation of federal law. And this president and his administration keeps telling states that they can't deal with immigrants under state law because the federal constitution gives that power to the federal government. And yet, when a city wants to violate the federal law, they don't do anything about it. So they're talking out of both sides of their mouth in a very intellectually dishonest way and a way that sends the wrong signals. If they're going to enforce, if they want federal law to be federal law, they need to enforce it wherever it's applicable. And sanctuary cities is one of the biggest violators of federal law. So my legislation would have taken away federal funds that sanctuary cities get.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed and Wayne, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.